Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hey, hello, it is Thursday the 9th of July and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Egypt, the annual consumer price inflation increased to 5.6% in June from 4.7% in May. Month-on-month headline inflation stood at 0.1% in June from 0% in May. And over in South Africa, the collapsing manufacturing data from April cemented the bleak picture of an economy brought to its knees during the harshest period of the COVID-19 lockdown. Manufacturing production plummeted to an annual 49.4% in April. On a month-on-month basis, production plunged by 44.3%. And in Uganda, the central bank says it may cap the commercial bank interest rates. This is after the industry failed to reduce loan rates in response to cuts in benchmark rates. Uganda's central bank cut rates by 200 basis points to an all-time low of 7% between April and June. This was in an attempt to jumpstart an economy battered by the impact of the coronavirus. French oil company Total has secured a $15.8 billion in funding for its massive liquefied natural gas project in northern Mozambique. The project is one of several being developed in the country's extreme north, following one of the largest gas finds in a decade off its coast. In Namibia, Air Namibia is being allowed to fly again after the court suspended the license cancellation of the airline. The cash-strapped airline's planes were due to be grounded after the transport authority cited carriers' financial instability. The airline requires around $8 billion to stay afloat, but only received a tenth of that in last month's budget. And in developing news, the South African court just dismissed an appeal by administrators in charge of South African Airways against a ruling which prevents them from laying off any staff. The failure of the appeal means the administrators may have to start again from scratch with consultations of laying off staff if employees do not accept severance packages they've been offered. South African labor law stipulates a minimum of 2 month consultations for layoffs. So that's what's happening in the southern tip of the continent. Hey, thank you so much for joining us again and listening. Please remember to subscribe. Remember to tell your friends about this and leave us a review. It makes it easier for other people to join us, and we do want to grow this news bulletin for you.